spiritual disciplines when we're enjoying this fun time of the year. So how are we going to overcome this, right? We're entering this new season, and we want to be able to do something about that, take advantage of this high energy we have going back to school, getting into this new season. I have a biblical example of this. So we think about the Israelites when they're in the wilderness, right? They've been delivered from Egypt, and they're getting ready to enter the promised land. They send a couple scouts out, and they find out that there's some big enemies out there. They're afraid of the enemies, afraid of the unknown, right? They've been living in Egypt. This is a completely different area. And I think also afraid of battle, right? They're going to have to go into battle. If you were a farmer, would you be really excited about going into a battle? Probably not, right? If you're used to taking care of sheep and cows, how much do you know about winning a battle? And so they're really afraid of this unknown, and it causes them to rebel against God. In Deuteronomy 1, 26 and 27, we read, "Yet you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of your Lord. And you murmured in your tents and said, 'Because the Lord hated us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to give us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us.'" The Israelites are rebelling against God's command. He's told them, hey, here's the promised land. I'm going to give this to you. You can go here. Take it. And they just don't have that faith to trust in God's promises. Instead, they let fear take over. And they're unhappy and really ungrateful, right? They say, let's go back to Egypt. That wasn't a good time. None of those people had fun living in slavery, right? So why do they want to go back? It's that fear of the unknown. We can see this for kids as well when we're going into a new grade, especially if you've never even been to school before, right? That's the unknown. Last year, Lucas went to preschool for the first time. And he did not want to go. He hated it. It's the fear of the unknown. He'd rather stay at home. He knows what happens at home. There's like unlimited snacks. He gets to see dad. There's playtime, TV time. There's all this fun stuff. And that doesn't all exist at preschool. So whenever we're going into new situations, we need to be able to trust in God that he's going to be with us through that time. How about for ourselves? So we think a little bit on what has your summer slump looked like? What kind of specific spiritual discipline are you lacking in? Or what is something that you know you've let go over the summer here? Prayer life, Bible reading, just general distraction. Life gets busy. There's all kinds of good things going on. And that can distract us from keeping God front and center. And so to re-engage with God, we're going to turn to that theme verse of the day, Joshua 1:9. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." The Israelites were in that summer slump for a long time, right? They don't end up going to the promised land. They spend 40 years in their summer slump where they're wandering around in the wilderness. Now, unlike maybe our summer slump, I don't think they had as much fun as maybe we did this summer, right? It was definitely still hot, though. Those two things, definitely, that's in common. When they're finally ready to take the next step, they have a new leader. Joshua's new to this. He hasn't done this before. This is something that even for him is new territory. And I think that's important as we look at God being with us, right? The command that he gives here, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In the same way that we can tell our kids, right? You're going back to school. Be strong and courageous. God is with you. Christina had that lesson, right? God is with them as they go. It's going to be the same thing for us. Maybe we're not physically going somewhere new as we get into the back-to-school season, but we are able to rely on God to take us somewhere new in our spiritual walk with him. God is present with us in every season, And I think that's especially true when we do experience those summer slumps. It might be something that we don't feel close to God, but he promises us that he is still with us in that time. So to be able to get over this slump, I did bring a few tools with me that I think are some good things to use to help us get over this. So I've got my backpack with me this morning, right? Who can tell me, what do we use the backpack for? Lunch? Okay, lunch would be good. Annabelle, yeah? Homework, okay, you carry your homework. Anybody else? Any other uses for the backpack? School, okay. Killian? Snacks, okay. A lot of food-themed items here, okay. I think in general, this is good for carrying our school supplies, right? As the kids go to school, this would be used for carrying those school supplies. But also, this is what we can use spiritually to carry around our spiritual tools for success. So these things that I've got in the backpack, we need to keep them with us every day. That way we can be prepared. Just like if the kid doesn't go to school with the backpack, right? They're not prepared for school. They didn't bring their backpack. We need to make sure we're prepared spiritually by taking that backpack with us. So I've got some other items in here. First, I've got a pencil. Okay, what do we use a pencil for? Drawing. Carmen? Writing. Ooh, yeah, that's good, right? Maybe doing homework. We can fill out our homework or a test with the pencil. Take some notes. So the pencil represents our communication with God. We can communicate with God through prayer and Bible study. That is going to help us to write our spiritual journey. That time we spend with God, growing closer to Him, gaining wisdom and understanding from His Word and from the Spirit. That's the pencil. I've got more stuff in here. What's this? Notebook. Okay, what would we use the notebook for? Oh, you could draw on it. Yeah, yep. Yes? Do math problems. Yeah, that's a good one. Anything else you might use a notebook for? I always used it for taking notes, right? Take notes during class. Doodles. So the notebook, organizing our thoughts and recording those lessons that we have during the day, that should be us keeping track of what God is teaching us, right? Every day that we spend in His Word, we should be able to come away with something that we've learned about God or His character or what He has for us. And so journaling those prayers, scriptures, spiritual insights, journaling in that manner will help us to stay focused on God's guidance and be reminded of His faithfulness. You can go back and look in your journal. What did God do for me on January 31st, 2024, right? We've got that record of how God has moved in our lives. And that helps when we're in those summer slumps, when we think that we haven't been doing the right thing and maybe God isn't with us. We can be reminded by looking at our notebook or journal. Okay, so I've got more stuff in here. I've got an eraser. What would we use an eraser for? Erasing stuff? Okay. Yes? Fixing math, right? Correcting those problems. If we made a mistake, the eraser's going to help us to correct that mistake, fix those errors. And I think that represents God's forgiveness, right? When we make mistakes, God is ready to forgive us and to give us a fresh start. Just as this eraser, right, we make that math problem mistake, we're able to use this to correct. God's grace and forgiveness is going to allow us to correct any of those spiritual missteps. So if we've spent some time in the summer slumps and we're feeling bad about what we know we should have done and maybe we didn't, or maybe if we have sin in our lives and we've done things that were bad, right, we don't have to worry about it. got our eraser with us, we can talk to God, ask for forgiveness, and he'll help us to correct those errors. Next one here, I've got a ruler. What would we use a ruler for? To measure, okay. Anything else? Go ahead, Annabelle. Yeah, so like to make a straight line, right? If you want to make a straight line, this is really good. Yeah, yeah. The ruler, I think that symbolizes God's word, the Bible, right? We're going to use the ruler to measure stuff, to make straight lines. We can use the Bible as a standard for living, that we can measure our lives and how we are living in line with God. Can also measure our spiritual growth and help us to make sure that we are lined up with God's truths that we read in his word. Okay, next one in here. I've got a highlighter. What would we use a highlighter for? To highlight something. And what does it do when you highlight something? Makes it bright. Yeah, yeah. So it calls attention to that information. We can mark important information down with our highlighter. That's going to remind us to keep those key areas of our lives focused. That highlighter we would use to highlight something important in the textbook, right? Or maybe in our notebook, those notes that we took. We need to be prioritizing God and his teachings in our life, right? We need to highlight that area. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We're very busy. A lot of good things, right? The textbook is full of lots of good material, but there's certain things that should stand out, and that's what we're using the highlighter for. Oh, next one. The next one is a glue stick, and I apologize. I forgot to grab a glue stick. I don't have one. But what would we use a glue stick for? To glue things. And what happens when you glue it? What happens? It sticks. Yeah. Yep. So it holds everything together, sticks it all together. You're making a project. You're going to need that glue stick, right? You need it to stick on there. I think the glue stick represents the Holy Spirit, which is going to bind everything together in our lives, right? It's going to unite us with God. It's going to help us stay connected to him and connected to each other. And that is especially prevalent in these summer slump times, right? What can we rely on to get us back connected with God? The Holy Spirit is there to move in our lives, to be able to reconnect us with God, get us to stick with him. All right, the last one that I have in here, this is probably hard to tell from far away. This is a syllabus, right? I just might be a little bit big for some of you guys. I don't know if you guys have syllabus yet, but anybody know what a syllabus is? A piece of paper. Well, it is a piece of paper, yes. This would be if you were in maybe high school, definitely college level, right? They are using a syllabus. And that syllabus, the students are going to get that on the first day of class. And it's going to tell them the plan for the year. Why are we here? What are we doing? How are we going to get to these objectives, right? There's certain things you need to be learning in the class. And the syllabus is going to tell you how you're going to get there, what that plan is. And so for ourselves, do we have a plan in place? Do we have a spiritual syllabus to tell us how to get to those objectives, right? It's very easy to say, I'm going to pray more. I'm going to read my Bible more. I'm going to spend more time with God. I'm going to go to more church events, maybe. Those are all great things. But if we don't have solid action steps, measurable action steps, we might not ever reach those. They're just good things that we say and great intentions, but we need to have a syllabus, a plan in place of how we can do that. So it should be something measurable, right? How long are we going to pray? How much are we going to read? Who are we going to connect with? And they need to be achievable as well, I would say, right? And you say, oh, I'd love to pray for a half hour a day. Awesome. How much do you pray right now? 2 minutes? Okay, well, let's not jump to a half hour, right? Let's set something that is achievable and measurable. Let's say 5 minutes a day, then move to 10, 15. Same with Bible reading. If you're not currently in the habit, don't say, I'm going to read 3 or 4 chapters. Say, I'm going to read 1 chapter. Say, I'm going to read 2 verses. You need to be able to start somewhere that is measurable and achievable. That way you can continue to reach these goals. I think the other big thing for using this syllabus, right, to be able to help us reach there is accountability. In that classroom setting, the teacher is making sure that we're reaching these different goals. So in our spiritual lives, we need someone to come alongside us and act as that teacher and be able to keep us accountable to what we're doing. So don't just tell yourself you're going to do that, right? Bring a friend alongside you, and maybe you can do it together even and say, this is what I'd like to do, and then you can both achieve those goals and get out of this summer slump. So let's remember that encouragement from Joshua 1:9, right? As we take these tools with us in our backpack, remember what we're encouraged in Joshua. God is with us, and we can be strong and courageous no matter what the challenge is ahead. This applies to students, parents, teachers, or really anyone in here who's looking for a fresh start with God. God will be with us. He wants us to connect with Him. He wants us to have that better life in the promised land, right? And we're going to get there by using our tools and connecting with God. So these tools, we're going to make a commitment today to carry those with us and make a commitment to be praying, reading our Bible, whatever that area for you is specifically. Think today about how you can do that in a measurable, accountable, achievable way. Now, I do want to take the time today to pray over the kids. So if anyone who's going to school or is a teacher, right, because you'll also be going to school, if you guys can stand there. And I know there's a lot of kids in the back, so if any of the kids in the back that want to come on back inside, I'm going to stand up. And then any of us who are not directly going to school, not teachers, right, the rest of us, find somebody near you. Go ahead and pick somebody out. Stand near them. We're going to pray in groups over these.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me? There it is. If you'd bow your heads with me, please. Father God, we thank you for each of the young people that belong to our Alliance family. It's our honor and duty to raise them up knowing you, knowing the love that Jesus has for them, and knowing your word. As they head back to school with new routines, new people, new things to learn, we pray your favor and your protection over them. Protection over their physical bodies. Please keep them safe as they travel back and forth to school. Please keep them healthy and strong. Protect them from bullies or anyone who may seek to do them harm. We ask that you protect their minds. Help them to understand the subject matter in each class. Give them the drive and desire to do their best, as well as to learn from their failures. We pray for their spiritual growth. Help each one here to know who they are in you so that their identities cannot be swayed or confused by the enemy. Help them to carry you in their hearts every day so that they can be a Christian example to their classmates and teachers. We know that age does not matter to you, and you will use even the youngest of these to tell others about you. Help them to be bold and share their love and their knowledge of you with everyone they come in contact with. And Lord, we lift our faithful and loving teachers to you. Please give them the energy to face each day, a love for even the hardest of students, patience in discipline, eyes to see the forgotten and hurting children, and wisdom to know how to help them. Please give each teacher a partner in faith, not only at home, but also in the school where you've placed them, to carry out their special purpose. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just continue in prayer and thank you so much for the opportunity that you've given us. Each one of us will be starting off this week that are going back to school in a role as a teacher or as a student or as a parent that's sending their children off or grandparent. And we just put our lives in your hands, Lord, as we know that you've prepared us for this time. We help each child to go into their classroom knowing that maybe that they're going to be the only Jesus that their friends are going to see, and help them to be bold and strong in their testimony. Help them to realize that you love them and you are right there beside them each step of the way. And I pray for the teachers, Lord, those that are starting and those that have been in for many years. Just help us to show you through our lives, to our students, to our teacher friends, to the parents. Help us to live our lives that would be pleasing in your sight in everything that we do or say. Help us to always know, Lord, that you're right there beside us. I do pray that you would help us to remember, as Colossians reminds us, that whatever we say or do, that we should do all to your glory. We thank you for the schools that you represented here today, from homeschool to schools in other areas such as Brookville and Kerwinsville and Dubois. Lord, I just pray that each one of us will be the light that shines your love to everyone we come in contact through this year, and we thank you for that.
God, we've been reminded that you are present with us. Your Holy Spirit is not limited to just being in the lives of adults. Your Holy Spirit resides within those children that have called you Lord. So there's no difference in the power. We pray that the children would rely upon your Holy Spirit, your presence, that they will remember you are with them every day, whatever class they're in. Because if God is for us, who can be against us? We pray these things in your name. Amen. As we close today, I just want to remind you, the church I used to attend when I was a kid, one of the signs they had at the top as you walked out said, "You are now entering the mission field." And kids, I just want you to pretend as you go to school, don't go and hang a sign now on your school, okay? But just pretend, hey, as I walk in the door, it says mission field. Because it doesn't matter how old you are, God can do great things through you as you go to your mission field, kids and teachers as well. You are dismissed, I think.